Welcome back. I am Harvey Hyde. It's time to huddle up and buckle up as we land in South Bend, Indiana with our Coors Sports Topic Show for our Notre Dame football report every Tuesday and Wednesday night. Joining us will be the captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame, Frank Pomerico. This weekly segment is brought to us by Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sportsbook in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Now joining us, Frank Pomerico. Frank, good evening to you, and thank you for joining us.
Coach, it's great to be with you. We had a really nice weekend here. It was a bit warm, but the Irish fans were happy when they left the stadium for sure.
Well, 2-0. Notre Dame 2-0 and on a roll. And again, another big game this weekend. Frank, I know you're excited about it already. You're not only excited about the football game, but how about the reunion of your football team?
Well, our football team will have a reunion next month at the Southern Cal game. This is the 50-year reunion of the national championship team coached by Ara Parseghian. He had two in his coaching career, one in 1966, and another one in 1973. Coach, it was a great team to be part of. It's something that nobody can take from you when you're a national champion. We have that ring, and it's something we cherish for generations to come.
Well, Frank, I know you're a true Irish football player. I mean, you walk the campus every single day. A lot of people don't believe that, but you do. You send me pictures of that and so on, and it had to be a great afternoon when the Irish won their second game at home.
Coach, it really was kind of a mismatch. Tennessee State is actually not even a Division I school, but they did get an opportunity to play at Notre Dame. The payday for them was great. Their players had a top-notch experience about playing in a major league stadium. And also, Eddie George was able to reunite with another Ohio State player, that's Marcus Freeman. They both played at Ohio State, and they were both head coaches at the prospective teams. It was a great day for Eddie George, even though his team was clobbered pretty good, 56-3. It was an experience that these fellows will have for the rest of their lives. And I think Eddie George is the kind of guy that kids can look up to, and he's the kind of guy that leads by example. So we haven't seen the last of Eddie George. I think in the future, he'll probably move up the ranks coaching-wise and be a prominent coach, and not only for his football acumen, but more for the example he provides for young men as being a good character guy. So it was a good experience for them. But Notre Dame really dominated. They had 557 yards total offense. They had 221 yards rushing, coach. And they held Tennessee State to 158 yards total offense. It was a great day for the starters in the first half. And then in the second half, they started putting in second and third teamers to give them some experience. And it was a wealth of experience that they received, especially Steve Angeli. He's the second team quarterback and a very important player. Coach, if something were to happen to Sam Hartman, Steve is going to have to be the captain of the ship. And he's getting his experience in the games that they're leading by big scores, which is great because he's a good, talented athlete. He just needs to get some experience and some road under his belt, so to speak. So it was a good day for him, but the running game was really strong. The offensive line played as a unit. And, Coach, I saw something we haven't seen in a long time, the two guards pulling out on sweeps on the left and the right, and I was excited to see that. It kind of reminded me of the old times 50 years ago when we used to do that. However, these guys are bigger and faster than we were back 50 years ago. So, but it was really neat to see, and it was a great day for the Irish for sure.
You love that balance of tank, don't you, Frank? You love to run that football, and that opens up the passing game. And again, they're going to need that as the season gets tougher, as it rolls along. How about your discussions and thoughts about this week's game?
Well, Coach, I had a discussion with James Amade, and he brought up some interesting things. One of the things is Dave Doran, the coach at North Carolina State, he's 72-54 at North Carolina State. And he's a guy who has put a lot of character and class into their program. He is, last year they were 8-5, barely lost to Maryland in a bowl game, but he's a very competitive guy. And I think it rubs off on their athletes. They did acquire a great quarterback, Brennan Armstrong. Here's a guy, Coach, in 4 years at Virginia, he threw for over 9,000 yards, and he rushed for over 2,000 yards in his 4 years there at Virginia. He is somebody that brings a wealth of experience. He's going to be a great captain of the ship. He leads with experience. The game has slowed down for him. He's a redheaded guy, left-handed, and he really competes. He had some great runs last week against Connecticut, and they won the game 24-14. He didn't have a blistering passing attack, only 155 yards, but he ran for 96 yards and two TDs. So he is a key guy. James has said he's a key guy that Notre Dame needs to stop. And if they can do that, I think they'll have a good handle on getting the victory in North Carolina at Raleigh. The stadium is about 56 to 57,000 people. And the game is going to be on ABC on September 9th at noon. So it's kind of an early game, but it's going to bring a lot of excitement to the Irish fans seeing the Irish in their away uniforms on the road. So it's going to be exciting, Coach.
Frank, I can't remember. Have the Irish ever played at that stadium before? I can't remember if they have.
Well, I believe they have, and their record is their record is 2 wins for North Carolina State, 1 for Notre Dame. So it's a time for them to catch up and even up the score here as far as the wins and losses are concerned. Coach, the last time they played, Notre Dame won 35-14 in 2017 in South Bend. But, Coach, this Brennan Armstrong, he can really throw the ball, and he can lead with example and lead with calmness. He's somebody that has a lot of confidence. He's a great football player, and he's somebody that really drags the team with him. He's somebody that the Notre Dame really has to be aware of. Coach, also, their defense has a lot of experience. They have 7 guys back on defense, 6 back on offense. So you're not playing against a team that is inexperienced. And this is the 11th year as a head coach for Dave Doran. And he's somebody that he can figure things out pretty quickly. So I think Notre Dame is going to have the first test of the year. The first two games were kind of, I would say, almost like preseason games. And now we're in a situation where we're going to start playing against teams that Notre Dame has to really play well in order to come out victorious. And hopefully they can score some points and keep scoring, but their defense is good, and more importantly, they can control the ball with Brennan Armstrong, who is a fabulous football player.
Frank Pomerico joins us with our weekly Notre Dame football report. The Irish are on the road this week against North Carolina State. North Carolina State, this will be for their home stadium, Frank. This is a bowl game for them, and I'll tell you, they'll be ready to play Notre Dame. They better be ready to play. They can't overlook this team, or they'll get that big L.
Oh, Coach, I tell you what, this is a huge game for North Carolina State. Now, here's something interesting. In the next 3 or 4 weeks here, we're going to go to North Carolina twice. I don't know if you saw some of the great games this weekend. I'm sure you did, but Clemson and Duke played a great game. The score of Clemson had 7, and Duke had 28, which is pretty unexpected. But I tell you, Duke's quarterback is a really good player. He made some great runs. and he was a leader in that game against Clemson. A little bit surprising that he won the way they did, but Clemson also fumbled inside the 10 twice to make the score 28-7. It was a little unusual for Clemson to make that many mistakes. Coach, other great games that Notre Dame teams are going to play. We have Ohio State that beat Indiana 23-3. We have USC that demolished Nevada 66-14. Louisville beat Georgia Tech in a great game 39-34. And Pitt over Woodford 45-7. So there are some good games out there. Oh, another great game was that LSU-Florida State. There's a lot of Notre Dame fans that weren't too disappointed in Florida State. They weren't crazy about Brian Kelly leaving South Bend, and they didn't mind that he got beat for the second year in a row against Florida State. So it was really a good game, a great weekend for football. And, Coach, I'm just chomping at the bit to watch these games coming up this weekend.
Frank, I can feel it in your soul. Football is part of you. You must have a football in your heart. There's no question in my mind. That's why you're the type of person you are, and that's why you're the type of football player you were, parent you are, friend you are, and all the things you do for the university, yourself, and your family. But, Frank, again, we always want to thank James, because without James, we don't get the inside scoop.
Yes, you're right. James does a great job in helping us out. But I look forward to talking to you next week, Coach, and reviewing the North Carolina State game and looking forward to Central Michigan. It'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. It's always fun with Frank Pomerico. Frank, again, thank you. Good luck to you and the Notre Dame football team. We'll talk to you next week. Again, our segment weekly, the Notre Dame Football Report, is brought to us by Station Casinos, their STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going out to the Las Vegas ballpark with Jim Gemma with the Las Vegas Aviators. They play tonight. We'll find out what the Aviators are up to with Jim Gemma. So I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. We'll take this short time out with you, and we'll be right back.